Unit 5. Around the World.
For most of human history, people thought the world was flat. That is, they thought that if you traveled far enough in one direction, you would eventually come to the edge of the world. Then, about 2,000 years ago, people started to come up with the theory that the Earth was round. This meant that by traveling far enough in a straight line, you would eventually come back to where you started. It wasn't until the 16th century that Ferdinand Magellan's expedition became the first to travel around the world. The expedition first sailed west from Portugal, around South America, across the Pacific, before returning around South Africa back to Portugal. Although Magellan died during the voyage, one of his captains, Sebastián del Cano, made it all the way. In 1872, the French science fiction author Jules Verne published a book called Around the World in 80 Days. The novel was about a man who travels around the world, starting from London, to win a bet. In 1889, an American journalist, Nellie Bly, was sent by her newspaper to complete the journey taken by the characters in Verne's book. She traveled around the world, sending articles back to her newspaper about her journey. She finally arrived back home after her trip, taking 72 days, 6 hours, 11 minutes, and 14 seconds to go around the world. Even though traveling around the world today is very easy and can be done in 1 or 2 days by plane, people are still interested in breaking records. From 1970 to 1974, an American, Dave Kunst, was the first person to walk all the way around the world. He wore out 21 pairs of shoes on his trip. The first airplane flight around the world took place in 1924, completed by Lieutenant Lowell H. Smith and 5 other American pilots, and the first solo helicopter flight around the world was done by an Australian explorer, Dick Smith, in 1982-83. As for a nonstop balloon flight all the way around the world, this wasn't completed until 2002, when Steve Fawcett eventually succeeded after many attempts.